This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian troops moved cautiously to retake territory north of the country's capital Saturday, using cables to pull the bodies of civilians off streets of one town out of fear that Russian forces may have left them booby-trapped. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, warned that deporting Russian troops were creating a catastrophic situation for civilians by leaving mines around homes, abandoned equipment, and even the bodies of those killed. His claims could not be independently verified, though. Associated Press journalists in Bucha, a suburban southwest of Kyiv, watched Ukrainian soldiers, backed by a column of tanks and other armored vehicles, used cables to drag bodies off of a street within a distance. Locals said the dead, the AP counted at least six, were civilians without provocation, departing Russian soldiers. Ukraine and its Western allies reported mounting evidence of Russia withdrawing its forces from around Kyiv and building the troop strength in eastern Ukraine. Pope Francis says that he is considering making a visit to the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, and has blasted Russia's war in Ukraine as an infantile and destructive aggression. He spoke as he arrived Saturday in Malta and delivered his most poignant denunciation yet of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. In a public ceremony delayed 2 years by the pandemic, U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday commissioned the USS Delaware, a nuclear attack submarine, at the dock in Wilmington, Delaware. He said the submarine would enhance national security, though he made no reference to the global turmoil from Russia's invasion of Ukraine. He said Russia invasion of Ukraine, an audience of invited guests and dignitaries, that as commander-in-chief, he believes it is the sacred obligation as a nation to prepare and equip those troops that we need and to send into harm's way and to care for them and their families when they return home. The latest figures from Britain's statistics agency show that the prevalence of COVID-19 in the UK has reached record levels. It says about 1 in 13 people are estimated to be infected with the virus in the past week alone. Some, 4.9 people at that point. But according to the other figures, in March it was about 4.3 million. The Office for National Statistics says the latest surge is driven by the more transmissible Omicron variant, which is the dominant variant now across the UK. COVID-19 hospitalizations and death rates are again rising, although the number of people dying with COVID-19 is still relatively low compared to earlier in the year. President Alberto Fernandez has reiterated Argentina's claim to the Falkland Islands while commemorating the troops who fell and failed attempt to reclaim them. Fernandez said that the islands, his country knows as Malvinas, are and will be Argentine. Memorials were held across the South American nation Saturday in the 40th anniversary of the start of the war with Great Britain and the loss shed to the downfall of Argentina's then military dictatorship. Conflict took the lives of 649 Argentines and 255 British soldiers. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.